Did you stay in Brownsville then?
Oh, I've traveled. I went to California twice. And I went to... I made a trip down the west coast of Mexico with a friend of mine, Captain on a boat. And they were packing dog food and things for... I don't remember the name of the company now, but it was Dr. And I think the name, the trade name is I don't remember the name of the dog food, but the cat food is Puss in Boots. Mm-hmm. And they have a big collie dog or a whippet and a picture of a cat on the can. And that's in Alameda, California. And I had charge of his fleet. And I had known Captain before that, and he invited me on this trip, and he says, I can make you a job out of it. You buy horses and cows and mules on the coast, and we'll haul them out to the canning. They had a floating canning plant, and they had freight boats that would haul raw materials to the canning plant and the canned products back to Long Beach.
How long were you gone?
Oh, about 4 months, 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was gone from July, August, September, October, November, December. I came home in January.
Anything since that time?
Well, I've been ranching and stayed right here in Brownsville. Mm-hmm. I've made trips to Mexico, back to Tampico visits. I still have a lot of friends down there. Mm-hmm. Foreigners that stayed there, local people that we became acquainted with and I became friendly with. And whenever they come to Brownsville, well, I always show them around and lend them my car or, mm-hmm. you know, show them courtesies. And whenever I've had a chance, I go to visit them. Or not visit them, we always stay at a hotel. He does too, but mm-hmm. I've had lots of, you know, trips down there and back.
Tell me something about your parents, where they were born. And
my mother was born right where the entrance to the Gateway Bridge is, right where on the lot that the first house, this side of where the cars go in, is a two-story building. Mm-hmm. She was born in that building.
So she lived in Brownsville all her life?
All of her life.
What about your father?
My father was born where Sears is. He was born, he was the only son that was born in Brownsville. The rest of them were born in Matamoros. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was a Southern sympathizer, and he was in with the, he was a medical officer, and he was a doctor and a medical officer in the Confederate Armed Forces here. Mm-hmm. And when the Northern troops came in, when the Yankees took Brownsville, he and a lot of other people went across the river and lived for many years. And my Uncle Fred, Charlie, Frank, and Joe were born in Matamoros. Mm-hmm. And Papa was the only one born in Brownsville.
Your father's father was a doctor?
Yes.
Where was he born?
He was born in Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Know about his education?
Yes, he went to school in Bardstown, where he was born, and then in Louisville. He went to, I guess, what is now a lower college or a high school. Mm-hmm. And then he went to medical school at the Philadelphia School of Medicine. And he graduated there, and he came to Brownsville in 1858 or 9. Mm-hmm.
How old was he when he came to Brownsville? In his
30s? I imagine he was 30.
What about his wife? Where was she born?
Brownsville.
Your grandmother was born in Brownsville?